I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. One word jumps to my mind, liberty. This powerful statement, coined by Patrick Henry, reflected the intense longing for liberty within the American people. This liberty is embodied by a mighty green-colored statue that stretches her right arm upwards, the torch held within her hand a symbol of enlightenment and freedom. Let us construct the Statue of Liberty together. Starting from the foundation, a strong pedestal of mortar and concrete, the statue remains upright despite its grandiose size. The body, constructed from copper, weathered to a bright green color. In one hand, the torch of liberty reaches to the highest point. In the other hand, the Statue of Liberty grasps a tablet inscribed with the date of the U.S. Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776. Each year, this day is celebrated as a commemoration of the freedom we've obtained as an independent nation. Under oppressive rule, the Founding Fathers condensed the outcries of our nation's citizens into the Declaration of Independence. On this document, the unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness were inked onto the paper sheet. But is our nation the one the Founding Fathers envisioned? If they saw us today, would they be proud to see the country America has become? To answer that question, we need to first discuss the overall progression of our nation. From the War of Independence up to present day, it's undeniable that America has evolved in several aspects and been at the forefront of peace and justice. But most importantly, we must observe if America has maintained its sense of liberty. In many ways, yes. Our Founding Fathers can observe our nation now and say, look at how far America has come, a democratic nation withstanding the test of time. Specifically, we have preserved freedom in two ways. First, the prevalent system of democracy that maintains justice within our nation. Second, becoming a leader in the mediation of global diplomacy. To start, America's democratic morals have always remained true. Our governmental system allows checks and balances to be made, meaning no single group or individual can become overly authoritative. We are a nation built off of collaboration and listening to the voices of all people. To say the least, we have maintained those values since the establishment of our nation and will continue to do so. Then, to further examine America's diplomatic influence in areas across the world, we must discuss our strong military presence. Essentially, foreign policy is difficult to be discussed civilly without a form of strength to back it up. With the presence of a strong military, diplomacy with other countries is more achievable and violence is discouraged. However, it's important to recognize that the main proponents of this peace are the veterans and soldiers within our nation. By dedicating their lives to supporting America's military, they have served and, in some cases, died in order for the U.S. to become a leader in global peace. However, there is still progress to be made. In light of certain disputes, our nation becomes divided among a bipartisan government. A great political divide means the general public is split on important issues in the course of the American nation. But in the end, we're all Americans. I believe that our current leaders and the forthcoming generations will work together in order to improve America's unity. There's also progress to be made on social issues, including ensuring true equality for all. Certain marginalized groups are still facing troubles pertaining to equal rights thus far, but progress is being made every day. In a country of free speech, people are allowed to speak and have their voices heard. Simply put, we have come so far in terms of evolving into a more equal nation, but there is still a ways to go before we are all truly united, with liberty and justice for all. Our nation, built on the foundation of democracy, has progressed and will continue to do so. Our Founding Fathers would be proud to see the nation we have today. This is the nation they envisioned. Perhaps even better, as progress continues to occur in great strides. And although there are certain setbacks that threaten America's unity, the unalienable rights have remained true. Rising above the sea, in the form of a green statue, America will stand tall against injustices. We will stay as strong as the red, white, and blue that waves in the air. In the end, Our values of equality are held in one hand, and freedom in the other. Thank you.